Of the American people is business,
said Calvin Coolidge in 1925. Looks like he got it right.
The business of America is business.
Song of America, where the dear old greenback still rules the throne. Could it be that Walt Whitman and Woody Guthrie got it wrong? That this fair land won't let us all just get along? Shimmy, 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 shim, sham, shim. Shimmy, shimmy, baby, what you gonna do?
I sing the song of a 17-year-old black man who went out wilding with a couple of friends, an evening highlighted by the dragging of a rich mother or two out of a luxurious sedan. After leaving her and the stranger who intervened lying on the asphalt unconscious, they sped off looking for a different radio station in the car. 2 days later, when asked by the DA why they did it, he said, "It was nothing personal, man. Like it was just another day of business in America." Shimmy, shimmy, shim, sham, shoo.
Shimmy, 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 shim, sham, shoo.
Shimmy, shimmy, baby, what you gonna do?
Shimmy, 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 shim, sham, shoo.
I sing the song of a 66-year-old Midwest farmer who had his farm taken away. After 4 generations of constant toil, his father, his father's father, and all the womenfolk. But he was the first to hear the banker say, "Now Joe, you shouldn't have bought that combine if you couldn't keep up with the payments." So they foreclosed and auctioned off the machinery. His daughter said, "Dad, you come on over to Cincinnati." He said, "I'll think about it, Julie." But later that week, he took out the shotgun, drove out to the back 40 for one last night.
Shimmy, 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 shimmy.
Bet you've got your own Santa of naked survival. From Plymouth Rock to Bill Gates' house, it's one Santa of people pushed and pulled until they're all tapped out. Oh, the king of the hill. Retired 52-year-old three-star general. A song my daddy could have sung if he hadn't drunk himself to death after the Vietnam War. But that's another story. Back to the general, who knew how to keep his lips tight as he fastened himself onto the great military welfare machine.
Daddy.
With less physical labor executed in 20 years than a McDonald's French fry cooker in 3. He sat back watching the flag fly high as he drew over 100 grand in retirement with full medical and continuing consulting fees. He knew that patriotism wasn't the last refuge of a scoundrel. It was sometimes a first.
Shimmy, 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 shimmy,
shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy,
shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy,
sing the song, the old sing song of those that have and those that haven't got much more than their last paycheck. A tune that features CEOs stuffing their faces in the trough, smugly thinking it charitable enough that whatever slop dribbles down their chins will be enough for all those struggling below. Either way, everyone's up by 7 a.m. jamming the freeway. Excuse me while I make my getaway. But hey, to get back to the song of throwaway life in America, where people are chowing down in their cars, caught up in the song of prolonged adolescence, as their attention spans are ground down by the glorification of consumption at any cost. Need I continue? But let's not forget the faint songs of a steadfast few. Amen to Ralph Nader and Jimmy Carter and the girl who climbed the redwood and all those who have never given up.
Shimmy, 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 shimmy.